Hello and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Best Vibe One-Click Orgasm with 4 Thrusting and Heating Feature Masturbator Cup from Best Vibe. All right, so this is a very simple toy. I'll just lead with the thing. This toy seems too expensive. I'm not sure why it's over $100. It's retailed at $113.74, but it's just a smush toy. And if you don't know what a smush toy is, very briefly, there's different kinds of toys. They can thrust, they can spin, they can twist, they can do all kinds of crazy stuff. A smush toy has there's a chamber you put your dick in. So you put your dick into the toy like so. Inside the toy, there's a mechanism where the insert smushes down on your dick. Sometimes there's a two-part mechanism. There's a cap, and the cap is separate from the rest of the insert. And then inside, the insert goes up and down by itself, and there's a gap between the cap and the other insert. But then you can get like lube and stuff leaking down into the mechanisms. So in order to avoid that, it's all one piece. The entire insert is one piece. So what it does is it smushes down. Let me show you. Now, there are some good features for this toy. For example, to take the insert out, you just twist it and then pull it. And it's held on with magnets. See the magnets? So it's held on with magnets, but this is what I mean by a smush toy. This part in the middle that has like the accordion-like design, this is where it smushes. So it goes like this. It goes like this. And so this part goes up and down like traditional sex. This part just smushes, and then the part where you press your dick into it does absolutely nothing. And so here's my problem with smush toys. Are you ready? Here it is. So here's the insert. Let's say my dick is my finger. I put my finger into the toy. This part of my dick is feeling nothing. This part of my dick is feeling a smushing motion. Only this part of my dick is actually experiencing something resembling sex. This entire part of the insert is doing absolutely nothing. This smush action does nothing. Pressing up against this soft cap does nothing. Only this part does something. And that's my problem with smush toys. I'd rather have the entire insert go in and out, where you're getting action across your entire dick, or you know, something spinning or twisting or sucking or something. Smush toys just never really do it for me. Now, generally what happens, let me show you a good feature. Because of the magnets in this, you just drop it in and it just catches. See, it just catches. And then you just twist the cap back on and it's back together. So that's really cool. Smush toys are never my favorite. I don't know why. Some smush toys include like bullet vibrators built into the insert, or it has suction, or it has something else other than just being a smush toy. This toy supposedly has heating, but there's no button for heating. So I don't know if the heating is automatic or if it's due to... So the material is a very soft kind of a silicone TPE. I'm not really sure. And maybe that material conducts heat in and of itself, so there's no heating mechanism in the toy. I haven't seen any actual heating mechanism. I don't see any buttons for a heating mechanism. It might just be the material itself, which may be why it's so expensive, because it's a more expensive material. But anyway, let me show you the features. So you hold down the power button, and the light comes on, and then you can hit this left up and down button, and this causes the insert to go in and out. So I don't know if you can see it. That's all it's doing. It's going up and down. It's smushing. Ta-da. And you can click the button to go through different patterns. There is no slow, medium, fast. There's just patterns. So you can see here's the... It's just, I don't know. And then this one kind of goes fast and slows down. Then it goes fast and slows down. Anyway. And then the only other button is this one that looks like a tree. Or I think it's supposed to be like... blowing. I'm not sure. This is the orgasm button. It goes to its maximum speed and it thrusts really fast. And so this is its maximum speed button, is this button on the right. And you can turn that off and it'll go back to whatever you had it set to before. So there you go. So here's its maximum speed. Ta-da. I mean, look, again, it feels fine. The problem is, the thing about smush toys is you're only feeling it on like this part. The part that's smushing and the cap, you feel absolutely nothing. So now, here, look, it's pretty powerful. Like, I'm not touching it. This is just the thrusting of the toy. It's like inchworming its way across my desk. Anyway, let me turn this off. So here's, I'll give it some praise. Usually the way I test some toys is I basically just thrust all the way up into it as hard as I can to try to jam the toy. And I did that. I thrust it all the way in and I didn't jam the toy. So that's something. I did not jam the toy by going balls deep in the toy, which sometimes does happen. So this has a more powerful motor than most. And the only other feature for this toy is it has like a shield. There's like a little shield. Now, these sorts of smush toys work really well as hands-free toys. So what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to like pull this against you tight, and then it does all the work. So you can kind of push this against a wall. You could wear like a harness or something. You could have like a hands-free device. Now, there's no actual screw on top for a hands-free suction cup thing, which there probably should be, because these sorts of smush toys work very well as a hands-free toy. Now, this little shield thing may seem like a stupid gimmick, but it actually allows you to, when you're using it, putting your hand over it and pulling it down onto yourself without accidentally pushing the buttons. So I do appreciate this little shield thing, because it keeps you from accidentally pushing the buttons when you're like pulling it down onto your stuff when you're using it. So, as far as the smush toy goes, I appreciate the powerful motor. I appreciate the warming function. Again, I'm not sure how it works. It might just be the material rather than an actual electronic heating mechanism. And I do like the little shield so I don't accidentally hit the buttons while I'm pushing this down on myself. My biggest problem is the price. This toy retails at over $100, and this is what I would say is like maybe a $50 to $75 toy. There's nothing wrong with it, it's just overpriced. As far as smush toys go, this is better than most. Now, if this also vibrated, this also had suction, this also, you know, spun or twisted, then I would say, okay, maybe $100 then. But this just has a, like a smush function, that's all it does. So for $113, you can get a much better toy than this. So that's my only problem with the toy, it's just overpriced. If you pull the price back a bit, make it somewhere between $50 and $75, then I would say this is fairly priced. But at over $100, I expect this to vibrate, I expect this to spin, I expect this to have suction, I expect this to have something more than just a smush. Now, I understand there's a lot of, look at all the detail, there's like a lot of futuristic stuff, and the charge port uses magnets, like there's a little, there you go, so there's a little charge thing, you just sticks on. So they put a lot of work into the kind of the look. It looks like a fancy toy, but it just doesn't have the features. So I appreciate how easy this. Oh, let me show you one more thing. One more thing about the cleaning. All right. So I'm going to twist the cap and remove it using the magnets. Right. All right. This is really easy to take out. So that's a good thing. Here's the problem. Once you get it out, there's a plastic kind of thing. Like it keeps this upright. Maybe these are the heating pads. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know if these are just rubber or plastic, or the heating pads are built into these little things. They're like these fins. Like, if I squish it down, you can see the outline of the fin. Anyway, you cannot turn this inside out to clean it. So once you come in it, you're gonna have to like fill it up with water, dump it out like a cup. You're gonna have to like clean it manually. You can't just turn the insert out, inside out rather, and clean it easily. And that's a shame. And I really would appreciate it is like maybe this back part comes off and the insert can go all the way through. Then you can just rinse it out. Like just pour water down here, it comes up the bottom, dry it, and then, you know, screw the cap back on. There's clearly something rigid inside. You should be able to unscrew this, but you can't. And so this insert is extremely hard to clean, because it's like one solid piece and it's not flexible enough to be turned inside out. It's really easy to take in and out because of the magnets. It's just really hard to actually clean the insert. So that's, again, I don't know. This sort of toy, like, again, there's nothing wrong with this toy. It's just overpriced. If I'm gonna pay over $100 for a toy, I could do better than this toy. This toy should be about $50 to $75, in my opinion. I do have a coupon code that will knock off the price a bit, but it won't bring it down to the $50 to $75 mark where I think this is fairly priced. But there's nothing wrong with this toy. If you're in the market for a powerful smush toy, then this is probably the most powerful smush toy I've ever used. I did not jam it, which is like the telltale sign of a powerful motor. So normally I put my dick in, I go balls deep, I jam the motor. You know, that's generally how this works. This one I could not jam. So this is more powerful than most. If that's what you're looking for, then check this out. But for over $100, you could do better. And the good news is my coupon code is good for the whole site for Best Five. So maybe don't get this toy, but check out the other toys that Best Five has. Save a little bit of money and buy those instead. And you know, we'll see. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Best Five, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code, it's good for the whole site. Check out all the other amazing toys Best Five has. They do sell great toys. I've reviewed a lot of them. This isn't a bad toy, it's just a little bit too expensive. Anyway, thank you very much again for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.